Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, and we've been interviewing various people that have been involved with this Chamber of Commerce, Puerto Rico Chamber of Commerce activity on cities within the global economy. And I have with me Cy Smith. He's the founder and CEO of AirSage, and he was one of the presenters that I was the most impressed with. And in fact, I gave a couple of, Cy doesn't know this because he didn't hear that part of the interview, but with the president of the Chamber of Commerce, I gave a couple of examples which happened by coincidence to have been from your presentation. So Cy, tell us a little bit about what AirSage does and give us some examples of, you know, concrete examples of the use of data and how it can be applicable in Puerto Rico.
Thank you, George. So it's great to be here in Puerto Rico. I feel very fortunate that Pablo, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, invited me to come be a part of the conference. And so it's been a great experience for me to get to know Puerto Rico a little better and the people of Puerto Rico. So
This is your first trip to Puerto Rico?
It's been a long time. I was here about 15 years ago.
Okay.
With my previous business. I came down for a conference for a couple of days. But anyway, it's great to be back here, and certainly looks like a lot of energy and a lot of great people that are looking to do great things in Puerto Rico, and we're happy to be here and be a part of it. So
how does AirSage obtain the data, and give us some examples of concrete examples of the use of that data by companies?
So we've kind of coined this term we refer to as population analytics, and what that really is all about where populations are by time of day or for a given time period, where they came from, where they're moving to. It's information and insights that can be very valuable for not only public sector planning, for urban planning to figure out what the interest levels of the populations are, but also for the private sector. So, for example, one use would be if I were going to put a new restaurant in place. And I may want to target, have an audience that I would expect to draw to this restaurant that may be a higher income audience, because I'm going to charge a higher dollar amount for the food. I would want to put that restaurant where the people that would come to my restaurant already are during lunchtime. And the way things are done today is primarily information of census data about where people are is primarily about the type of people that live in certain neighborhoods, but that's where they are at night. People are very mobile. They travel around throughout the day and they're at different places. And so bringing goods and services to the places where people already are is a much more efficient way to do things, rather than try to put a place in a remote location and try to get the people to do something different than what they're already doing to come and buy goods and services from me is a lot bigger challenge than it would be if I were able to just go where they already are.
Okay. And how do you develop the data that's utilized?
So we have information about where populations are based on working closely with mobile operators, wireless carriers. There are nearly every individual today has a cell phone, and that cell phone, the inherent nature of how cell phone technology works is the network has to have an awareness of where that mobile device is at any moment. So we partner with the wireless carriers and use that signaling data to give us information about the movement of those mobile devices. It's all anonymous. Privacy is a huge issue and a huge concern that we had to address before the wireless carriers would work with us to do this. But once they understood and we architected the technology so that no personally identifying information could be compromised, they were able to give us this data. We can anonymize it, and then we can use that to run through computer servers that would figure out where over 100 million mobile devices are at any given moment.
And in terms of access, I mean, by different economic classes in the United States, basically the mobile phones are available to everybody and used by everybody, or is there a group that still has not obtained that instrument?
You know, we've done analysis, and we have to do analysis on that, because the information we provide is extrapolated information about populations, never about the individual. And in order to extrapolate, we have to know and understand whether or not there are any biases associated with the fact that maybe only high-income people might have phones. And then we found that there's no correlation between different demographic characteristics of an individual. It spans all demographic groups. low-income people, medium-income people, high-income people, nearly everyone has cell phones these days. It may be that lower-income people may purchase more prepaid,
right,
go to a convenience store and buy $20 prepaid, but they're still using mobile devices. So so we don't have any bias in the type of data that we analyze, and we're able then, if there were, we would be able to identify that and factor that into the extrapolated data that we would actually provide.
Now, AirSage is, you're not located in Puerto Rico. You're from an Atlanta company.
That's right.
And in terms of an operation or somebody who's interested in using your services to develop, to obtain the data, you'd be able to do it in Puerto Rico.
Absolutely. So we have working relationships with carriers that operate in Puerto Rico, as well as in the United States, of course. So the data that we mine, we can actually see the movement of all the people in Puerto Rico as well. So that data could be very valuable for urban planners. And a lot about what this conference was all about clearly was to help look at ways that Puerto Rico could do more to promote and compete in a global economy.
And you don't have offices throughout the states. You centralize from Atlanta, and there, depending on the project, the particular project somebody wants you to implement, you then send your people.
That's
and work
right.
it out and
exactly.
And so you could do that with Puerto Rico. That's
exactly right. Yeah.
You have not had businesses in Puerto Rico. Business in Puerto Rico yet.
Have not had
okay.
yet. Yeah, that's a
okay.
good word yet. So hopefully soon we'll be able to offer these services and the data to. Provided the interest level is there, we believe it would be. So we're excited about the potential for Puerto Rico.
And in terms of your company, your high technology, relatively innovative company, tell us how you were formed and financed and how you operate. I mean, briefly.
Sure. So I. Quick background on myself, I'm an engineer. I studied at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. And my degree was in industrial engineering. And right after graduating, I went to work for AT&T.
Let me tell you, when you have the game Georgia against Alabama, I know Georgia Tech hates.
That's right.
Would you be in favor of Georgia or
Alabama? I'm going to be pulling for Alabama all the way. I have a little.
Wow, that's really hating your next door neighbor.
You know, I have to be a little careful though. I have three kids, and one of my my daughter goes to University of Alabama. That's where most of my money goes.
Okay.
And then I have a son now that's at Georgia Tech, so following in his dad's footsteps.
Yeah.
And I have another son that's at University of Georgia, so I have to be
wow.
a little careful all the way around. But I've got a son and a daughter
bases,
that are going to be competing against each
covered.
Other. That's right. Any given Saturday, I'm going to have a football win, so I'll be happy either way. So.
Okay. Well, before I interrupted you, you were saying that you were an engineer at Georgia
right,
Tech.
Right. Georgia Tech.
And
then
ahead.
I became a telephone engineer for a few years, and left in 1988. Decided I had. Too much energy for a big corporation, and I really love technology. Information systems was my specialty, so I started my first company in 1988, and the premise of that was primarily to look at new technologies and help apply them to business problems. And of course, in 1988, we were, I'd say, the technology era was still in its infancy. So developing your expertise and a core competency in that, and being able to help companies apply technologies, that specialty kind of narrowed a bit over the years into geographical information systems or mapping. Software and technology, and it also narrowed from the standpoint of being able to analyze data that came from lots of different types of systems. Telephone companies have a lot of different systems, and obviously when you have a 100-year-old company, you're going to grow things organically over the years, and there were over 15 different systems for one particular application that we gathered data from, analyzed that data, and did things automatically through computers and technology that would typically take a lot of manual effort to do. So that kind of was a background. I had that company for 12 years. And I had the opportunity then to look at doing something different that might have a much broader application. And that's when I founded AirSage, was in 2000, after selling my first company. And so I started AirSage and funded it myself for the first few years. And then had a number of people that expressed an interest in investing. My first company, I invested and didn't have any outside capital. This one I decided to do differently. So I brought in outside investors, and it's actually private individuals that had expressed that interest. So I have over 100 different investors in AirSage. It took a lot longer to build AirSage than I ever imagined.
Right, right.
The issues associated with what we're trying to do, it's new technology, it's a new concept. developing new markets. Privacy was a big concern for the wireless operators. I had to conquer that concern and make sure that we dealt with that in a very solid way, not only for our carrier partners, but also from the public sector and the consumers. We had to make sure that we could address any of those questions or issues.
So it started 2000, and we've kind of running out of time, but I was really impressed you have access to about 100 million
people, mobile devices.
Right. So well, that would be people. Most people don't have two,
right,
but that'd be people. That's a heck of a lot of people and a heck of a lot of data.
It is.
So it's very exciting, a great new technology. Well, Cy, it's been nice having you on my program.
Thank you for the invitation.
And congratulations for what you achieved and a great presentation. And I hope to see you here in Puerto Rico again, and then hopefully we have some good projects for you in the future.
I hope so, George. Thank you very much.
I was Cy Smith of AirSage.